Boker tov.
Good morning. We have the privilege to prepare this morning lesson and to take part in it. 10 number 16 from Petach Tikva, 10 number 2 from Peter in Russia, and from Dnieper, and in Germany 10 number 10, and the Chovot group. Again, we see the importance of preparation and the importance of preparation for preparation. When man completes his work in love of others and in bestowal to others, at the final point, he will also complete his work in love for the Creator and in bestowing contentment upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two of them, because anything which is outside one's body, which is outside one's self-benefit, is judged equally, whether it is to bestow upon his friend or to bestow contentment upon his maker. Again, when a person completes his work in love of others and in bestowal to others, at the final point, he will also complete his work in love for the Creator and bestowing contentment upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two of them, because anything that is outside one's body, which is outside self-benefit, is judged equally, whether it is to bestow upon his friend or to bestow contentment upon his maker. An active workshop, how does the connection between us build the form of the Creator between us in the group? Again, how does the connection between us create the form of the Creator between us in the group?
This is the question of our life. Every day we try to engage in it, and in those moments where we remind one another that this is the only thing we need to engage in, then the power that builds comes in, a force of life which connects us together, and the Creator is the one being revealed. He's the one who connects us together.
When we try to bestow upon each other, we build in these directions the form of the Creator, because we also help Him to help us to do it, because we will not be able to do it by ourselves.
Because we are in practice generating this thing called the Creator by developing the connection between us.
The Creator is the connection between us, that is, what we discover, feel, and attain is what we might call Creator, if at all.
The connection between us is always renewed. It's never the same. And the trend of coming closer together upon the differences, over the differences, with a prayer for the fulfillment of this connection, the filling of these gaps, creates the Creator.
Because there is no connection between us, that is, through negation, according to the principle that light excels out of darkness,
then the request is born, because only by the revelation of the darkness, of the disconnection, the lack of the Creator, and a need for the Creator, prayer is born. Then there is room for Him, there is a need for Him.
And we should not run away from these situations. We need to take them, because the Creator is giving us these places where we don't want to. It has nothing to do with me. And in general, well, in short, we need the force of the Creator every moment.
Yes, and such examples are what transform our relations from our perspective, from something that's comfortable to something that's right.
When we reach a state where the calculation with respect to the connection becomes the most important,
we develop this sensitivity towards connection and disconnection. And these two sides.
Hillel HaNasi assumed correctly that love your friend as yourself is the last practical goal, because this is the manner and character which is more clear to men, and one cannot be mistaken with acts, since they are arranged right before his eyes, so that he knows that if he puts his friend's needs before his own needs, he is in a quality of bestowal. Therefore, he doesn't define the goal as, and you should love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all of your soul and all of your might, because indeed they are one and the same, because he should also love his friend with all his heart and all his soul and all his might. Again. Hillel HaNasi assumed correctly that love your friend as yourself is the last practical goal, the final practical goal, because this is the manner and form which is more clear to men, and one cannot be mistaken with deeds, since they are arranged before his eyes, so that he knows that if he puts his friend's needs before his own needs, he is in the quality of bestowal. Therefore, he does not define the goal as, and you should love the Lord your God with all of your heart and all your soul and all your might, because indeed they are one and the same, because one should also love his friend with all of his heart and all of his soul and all of his might. A question: how will we reach loving our friends with all of our soul and heart? Again, the question: how will we reach loving our friends with all of our heart and soul? An ordinary workshop.
After we correct the heart, after we have a soul, after the friends become for us transform for us from nothing to something, as there is no creator in my world, there are no friends in my world, there is nothing in my world.
It's true. And from that oppositeness, where on the one hand there is no creator, no friends, versus the need that develops and the inability to suffer life without creator, without meaning, a request is born that brings us the necessity to love the friends and to love the creator.
Yes, sometimes it seems that you're really close and you love the friends, and sometimes it seems that it's impossible, completely impossible. And
so we see that only the creator can help us to invert.
Only the creator can help us. And when will he help us? When it truly hurts. When we build the heart, when we really want very much to love the friends. Really.
We don't have to reach that. We have to reach this desire. If we have a desire for it, it will happen.
It's actually true love for my friends, something outside of me, all of my will. This is the revelation of the Creator, in effect, and when I work with the friends in a state which is above any calculations for my ego's benefit.
It's as though I'm controlled only by the swings of my mood that depict to me a different reality. And I also don't have any view, no state, no position, no attitude. I'm just a puppet moved by these mood swings.
I try to invest in them, to think of them. Ultimately, prayer remains for this to become something true, love.
Ismach lemevakshe Hashem.